Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
You don't have the balls, Ken. You don't have the stones.
Hey there, everyone. Murph and Ken here with your free-to-air Second Captain's Monday shows. You'll hear ads in the podcast today for the first time, and that's because we've joined the Acast Creator Network.
What does it look like? A turtle, is it?
But remember, if you become a Second Captain's member for just €5 a month, you'll get commercial-free podcasts daily. So do you have the stones to join us today at secondcaptains.com?
Put some respect on my name!
Right, on with the show.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
And I said, I want to win the league, but I want to win it better. You can understand that, can't you?
Yes.
Good lad.
So he's almost like having a second captain in the team.
Second captain, first captain, whatever.
Well, it has been a seismic few days in the world of golf. The inaugural event of the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour had even hardened golf watchers such as Ken Early shaking their damn heads in frustration. But the PGA Tour came roaring back with some drama of its own last night, featuring Ireland's own Rory McIlroy. Hello and welcome to today's Second Captain's Podcast. Hello there, Ken.
Hello, how you doing?
Listen, you've been following this story, this Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour story very closely. You were on national television just last week talking about it. Yes. And for not long enough, Ken, quite frankly. I thought I could have done more. I really thought they could have returned to you on multiple occasions. But listen, they made a decision. You have to live with that. So you're in Łódź in Poland, Ken, for Ireland against Ukraine tomorrow.
It's absolutely belting down rain at the moment.
Oh, Grant, well, sure you wouldn't mind me keeping you for a few minutes then, Ken, will you?
Go for it, go on.
So you wouldn't have seen what unfolded on the outskirts of Toronto last night. Allow me to fill you
I
in.
I did not see it. What happened?
So the Canadian Open was being played, the RBC Canadian Open. Rory McIlroy hit a closing round of 62 to win by two shots from Tony Finau and Justin Thomas. And it was magnificent drama right from the word go. Like, when you're in the final group and you shoot 8 under par, that usually means you're going to win the tournament by like 6 shots. But the quality of shot making from all three players yesterday's final group, absolutely ridiculous. Justin Thomas made 6 birdies in a row in the middle of his round. He and Rory were level going down the 17th, but McIlroy birdied both the last holes. The 17th in particular, the toughest hole on the course all week, apparently. And he defended his Canadian Open title in rare style. And he was even in the mood to make a point or two in his post-round interview with CBS Sports.
Yeah, this is a day I'll remember for a long, long time. 21st PGA Tour win, one more than someone else. That gave me a little bit of extra incentive today, and happy to get it done.
Did you recognize the shade being thrown here? What golfer on 20 PGA Tour wins could he possibly have been talking about?
It sounds like a pretty important golfer for 20 PGA Tour wins.
None other than, Ken, Greg Norman, the face and indeed foot and mouth of the LIV Golf Tour. That's who Rory was.
The great white shark.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's... I mean, imagine, like... God, he must be... Eat your heart out, Greg Norman, you know? Your 20 PGA Tour victories has been exceeded, so...
It really was quite something. I just got the impression all weekend. I watched a good bit of this on Saturday night as well. And I just really got the impression Rory was very eager to make a point this weekend. Now, the galleries, to be fair, were going completely insane for Rory all week. That the age-old connection between Ireland and Canada was very, very much in evidence. Like, everywhere he went, he was just getting, like, it was like the last day of a major on Thursday and Friday when he was, like, walking through the galleries and all the rest of that. So he was having a whale of a time, an absolute whale of a time. He was even managing to throw some shade at the good people at Sky Sports Golf, the nicest guys in the broadcast industry, right at the start of his post-round interview with them, mere moments after the CBS interview we just played.
Well, it's time to hear from him. Rory's just going to step in.
Yeah, I'm a terrible wedge player, apparently.
We just needed to keep talking about
that barb there is assured that I'm a terrible wedge player, apparently. This was aimed at Sky Golf analyst Rich Beam in particular, who was saying that he'll win nothing with wedge play like that. But to be honest, they've actually all been saying that about poor Rory over the last couple of years. I mean, I don't know what you think, Ken, of sports stars, you know, going on a victory lap during the old post-game interviews. I'll allow it.
Rory McIlroy.
He seemed to be having a lot of fun. I'll allow it.
Shouting fours, settling scores.
Meanwhile,
yeah,
Ken, Charles Schwartzel was also in the winner's enclosure this weekend.
Yeah.
He wasn't enjoying himself quite as much as Rory was, though.
Where the money comes from is not something that I've ever looked at playing in my 20 years career, you know. And I think if I start digging everywhere where we played, you could find faults in anything. You know, it's a question there that it's just hard for me to answer because it's really rhetorical at the end. We can argue this all day long.
I literally never think about anything is not the flex that you think it is, Cheryl, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's one way to kind of give a final answer to the questions. You know?
It's hard to ask a follow-up question to I never think about anything.
Yeah. Yeah,
why,
I mean,
why don't you think? Well, I've never thought about it.
I'm just here to take my money. How much money did he get? And can you fill me in on what's the comparison between the amount of money Rory McIlroy made for winning his tournament versus the amount of money Charles Schwartzel made for winning his tournament?
So Rory won $1.5 million, mm-hmm. and Charles Schwartzel won $4 million.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean. I think if they keep up that pay differential, I think it's going to be a problem for the PGA Tour, you know? Because I think, you know what, right, Charles Schwartzel, we can all say, well, I mean, this guy's, you know.
He really seemed to be wrestling with something in that clip, but it turns out he was just wrestling with, I have to say something here. He wasn't wrestling with his conscience or anything. It was just his mouth, I think he was wrestling with.
But, I mean, do you think that Charles Schwartzel is unrepresentative of golfers? I would say he is probably representative. You know, I'd say if, you know, Charles Schwartzel has come out with this formula of, I just never think about anything. Mm. And if, you know, I think probably there's quite a few who go, oh, you know, I think that if that's going to fly, then, you know, put me down for one of those as well. You know, if it's going to be $4 million or like, what is it? Like $250,000 for finishing last or something ridiculous. Yep. That, I think probably a lot of golfers will be able to realize that they too don't really think about anything apart from those numbers and the meaning of those numbers.
Did you see Graham McDowell's life on Live Golf on the Live Golf Tour?
I did.
I think it was released on Friday. Was that Friday afternoon? I think.
I did see it.
Hey guys, I'm Graham McDowell, and this is what I live for.
Since Live came on the scene, I feel like I just had this little injection of energy. You know, first of all, it's an exciting new format.
I wonder why our Graham has decided to become literally the face of this. I mean,
yeah, I feel like he's kind of been exploited a little bit by Live Golf already.
I feel like it's something we've been looking for in a game of golf for a long time.
Now, in fairness, you know, you would expect that these guys are going to have to, you know, the money is coming with some strings attached. You know what I mean? They're going to have to. Certain things will be expected of them, I imagine. You know, no one just comes along and hands you millions of dollars and expects nothing in return. So I hope for Graham McDowell's sake that the burden is going to be shared out a little bit and other people are going to have to do lifestyle videos. Yeah. Because at the moment, I feel like he's taking a lot of heat. You know what I mean? And it's got to the point where I'm beginning to feel a little bit sorry for him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're one of the golfers, you know, on the LIV Golf Tour. I mean, you are turning to Graham McDonald and say, why was there only one set of footprints in the sand during the first week of the LIV Golf Tour, Graham?
Mm.
And it turns out it's because Graham's been carrying all of them.
Carrying the whole tour on his back.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It was.
Where did he finish? Where did he finish in the tournament?
Oh, I don't even know.
Did he make a cut? Oh, there is no cut.
There was no cut. So, no. So somewhere between last and last was Andy Ogletree. Now, I mean, I was kind of interested to read that there have been quite a few players who have contacted the LIV Golf Tour to say that, you know, after careful consideration, I am in fact willing to play on your golf tour. But they do not receive submissions, apparently. They've turned down quite a number of PGA Tour golfers already. So I'm guessing they were from the lower echelons of the PGA Tour. But nevertheless, they are. They're very discerning. They're very discerning into who gets in and who doesn't, apparently. But yes, we will keep an eye on the LIV Golf Tour, the next event at the end of June. It is indeed.
I went in to get a little bit of tube for to try and fix his trimmer in a motor factory. Right? So it's a very interesting day. Everyone should go to the motor factory on a Friday afternoon when it's sunny. So I went to the bloke that normally fixes your mower or trimmer, and he said, look, go down to the motor factory's bloke down the road. Get out of the car. And the bloke stops me, and I recognise him. I knew he was one of the Root family. They were great boxers at that time. And then another bloke comes out, and he's Pat Dunne, he's a counsellor for something, Solidarity Ireland or something. And he's giving me an earful about something I said in the telly. I went in to get a little bit of tube. And then I went in to get the ass the fella for the bit of tube, and anyway. And I looks around, and there's Jerry Duff, Duffer's dad. So it was a very interesting day. Everyone should go to the motor factories on a Friday afternoon when it's sunny.
That's the most Brian Kerr story, by the way, you're ever going to hear.
Oh, true. Very true.
Brian Kerr's Ulysses.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
We have an email here from Brett Legree.
I've got a call here. It says, you're the most boring, predictable, condescending interviewer around. Go back to lecturing. You have the charisma of a sick bag.
Oh, God.
That's just it. I just mentioned, not you, no, me. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. We don't normally click, broadcast all click, the stuff that click, comes from scum click, around the country. Click.
I always enjoy Lawrence Donegan, but I think he missed a couple of important points in your discussion about where all the money the PGA Tour collects goes. I would have missed several more in conversation, so please consider this an elaboration rather than criticism. One, the only reason there's this much money running through the PGA Tour is Tiger Woods. Phil Mickelson should be extremely grateful to ride Tiger's financial coattails so closely, despite his career accomplishments being much closer to Vijay Singh's or Johnny Miller's than Tiger's. Two, another place the PGA Tour money goes, besides the very generous pension program for members, which Lawrence mentioned, is to subsidise the PGA Tour Champions, their absurdly awkward name for the Seniors Tour. Though that tour started as a money-making endeavour when TV audiences preferred to watch Nicklaus and Palmer, and to a lesser extent Player and Watson, even though they could no longer compete on the PGA Tour, it's developed into a sinecure for a decent number of jobbing 50-plus tour pros. I don't begrudge Scott McCarron cashing cheques every week, but I don't think those cheques would be the same size if the Seniors Tour were a standalone entity at this point in history. The PGA Tour has also directed a lot more money to the top players via the FedEx Cup over the last 15 years, and even more now via the PIP program, itself designed to subsidise accrued fame rather than sporting performance. The PIP programs, Ken, being that social media footprint award scheme.
It's like the UEFA giving Real Madrid extra money because Alfredo Di Stefano or whatever.
Yeah, that's basically it. Add in the distinct benefits of being a PGA Tour member rather than a non-member, the cutoff at approximately 150 players makes a sharp distinction that is not reflective of the talent distribution in the game. The 100th best player on the PGA Tour is closer to the 300th best possible PGA Tour player than he is to John Rahm. And it's difficult to have any sympathy for the assumed value of digital rights the tour holds, a grievance which seems to operate under the delusion that the NBA is writing royalty checks to LeBron or Steph Curry every time game highlights are shown or an NBA promo is run during the season. Keep up the great work, Brett Legree. That's very true. Even if a drive-by on Scott McCarron was not something I thought I'd be reading out today, that's pretty much it. But we'll be back on the World Service tomorrow and all week with reaction to the All-Ireland Football quarterfinal draw. Did you see the draw? You probably haven't, Ken. Just
Dublin versus Cork.
Oh, Galway against Armagh. You know what that means. Oisín McConville and I at daggers drawn for the next 2 weeks. Mayo Kerry. Come on, Mayo Kerry. And Clare Derry. So one of Derry, Clare, Galway or Armagh will be in this year's All-Ireland Football Final. That's what you call a novel.
Derry, Clare, Galway or Armagh.
Yeah. One of those 14th will be in the All-Ireland Football Final.
The other side is Dublin, Cork, Kerry and...
Mayo.
All the big, tasty, all the big boys. All the big boys on one side of the draw.
Well, some of the big boys.
I will be attending the Dublin Cork game, I believe. Well, I hope to, please God and all that. Who knows? Mm. Who knows what's going to happen between now and Saturday week?
But you're definitely going to attend Dublin and Cork. Is that what you're telling me?
I intend to attend.
And what if it was on double bill with Galway and Armagh? Would you sit with me and Oisín McConville in clear view of the TV screen, the TV cameras? Ken?
We'll cross that bridge when we come to. Is it a doubleheader?
We don't know yet. At the time of recording, we don't know. By 3 or 4 o'clock today, we will know. But as of right now, we do not have that information.
Well, let's wait and see.
So the All-Ireland Football quarterfinal draw, Leinster, Ulster, spirit crushing defeats in the URC semi-finals this week. And of course, we've sent Ken to Poland. And you know something hilarious always happens when we send Ken away on these trips.
I got locked in a toilet.
So, take a shahi, www.secondcaptainspunk.com, agus vea ohasaran tu echo. Slán, Ken O'Walkin.
Slán, O'Walia.
Agus baimid arashari shamark, aran servish nanda.
It's going to be a Mayo decisive win for me.
What form is that? That's the second time he's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuaders of the world out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Side of that. That's why sports is important.